It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Really?
I want to thank Joe for putting some of the new sound effects on.
Really?
Stupid.
Really?
Those are the two new ones that I got today.
Really?
Stupid. Thank you. Welcome back. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. We've got the Hollywood Hot Sheet coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. A very big week. Tomorrow on the program, we'll be talking to Harley Davidson's Karen Davidson. So I guess she's related, right?
She's related in some way.
Wow.
In some way?
Yeah.
How close is she to the like the whole fortune of the motorcycle company?
I guess she's speaking for them.
What's she talking about? What's she promoting? Is she promoting like a hot new motorcycle?
Women who ride.
And women who ride.
There's more of that. A lot more of that now.
Sexy ladies who ride.
Right.
Also, this guy, I love this guy, Guy Fieri. Now, his name is spelled F-I-E-R-I, but it's pronounced Fieri.
Fieri.
Okay.
That's the very first question I'll ask him. The show's Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He's on the Food Network. He's great. I love this guy. He knows everywhere, anywhere, if you want to go and get, like, just bad for you, horrible, but great food.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Did I say that the right way?
Yeah, no, yeah. We know exactly
you know,
what
you greasy, greasy spoon stuff that, oh, my God.
Food
especially
you can't live without.
Breakfast food, this guy knows exactly where it is. Also, Thursday, you heard, we're going to do our Father's Day Fat Daddy contest. And comedian Jeff Ross, Jeffrey Ross, live in studio.
Very funny.
Jeffrey
Killer
Ross.
Killer funny.
Here is the thing. We're going to have Jeffrey Ross with the fat guys. That's a perfect combination as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. He'll enjoy himself. Should be a lot of fun. Now, on another note, if you're looking to know where Bethann McBride hangs out, Bethann will be at Coastal Flats tonight, just waiting at the corner of the bar.
But don't go there until the mole is off the air.
I know. I gotta watch that. The mole.
No, I mean, you have lots of hangouts around the area. You know, you like to get out and meet the people, and it's always casual, always informal. Before we get to the Hollywood Hot Sheet, I have to tell you, Atlantic City, one more time. I just want to get this off my chest.
You need to.
Get this out of my system. Mm. We go down there. And we leave right from the station now. As most of you know, it's a very special day here on Friday, and we're all a little lubricated by the time it's over. And so Carla picks me up, and she does the driving all the way down there.
Right.
All the way, which was fantastic. I think I drove probably the last 2 minutes.
You have a little nap on the way.
A little nappy nap. You know, it's about a four-hour drive down there.
Right.
Here's the problem. We're looking at the nav, and we hadn't reset the clocks in the car.
Right.
And the nav was tied into it in some way.
Yes, it is.
So I am looking at 9:54 as my arrival time in Atlantic City. And I'm sitting there going, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
You know, we're driving down 95. We get to Wilmington, Delaware. I'm like, hey, man, all right. Look
good
at
time.
This. It's like 9
good
o'clock
time.
Right now.
Yeah.
9:54. We're going to be there. Man, we are making fabulous time. I'm an idiot. Like, I haven't been to this town 50 times in a row. If I just looked at a map, I tell myself I'm not going to get there. Or a watch. And I look and we get over the Delaware Memorial Bridge. I'm like, okay, it's 9:30. This is fantastic. We're going to get to Atlantic City in 20 minutes.
Can you
believe it? Yeah. This is amazing timing. And then we get over the bridge line, and we realize that the exit is, you know, for the AC Expressway is like only 50 minutes up the road. And I'm looking at the wrong hour, and it's really 10:54.
Right.
And you know how depressed you get because you're ornery and you're tired and it sucks. And we were in bad moods right up until we got the Wawa sub.
And that cheered you up.
The Wawa sub put us in a great mood.
There's an example of bad food that's good for you.
Let me tell you how good these and Joe, tell Tommy Joe that another day, okay? Thank you. Thanks for the call, Tom Gavin. We were so run down, and then somehow we got supercharged by these Wawa sandwiches that they had, and we actually pulled on Friday night an all-nighter.
Oh, my.
Those are some sandwiches.
I mean, a real all-nighter.
What are they putting
in mean,
those?
All night long. We went up there. We hung out. We got checked in. Uh-huh. Then it was right to the gaming.
Right.
We did the gaming. We had a blast doing it.
Right.
It was amazing. And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting at this Texas Hold'em table next to Carla, and I look at the watch, and it's 5:30 in the morning.
That's what they want you to do.
That's exactly what. Well, see, I'm good at it. Yeah. I like it. Look, when you're up there, you might as well play the game. Mm-hmm. You might as well enjoy yourself and have fun. And I am up there at 5:30.
Wow.
We play for like another hour, and then I'm like, okay, well, it's you know, we might as well mosey on back.
Daylight.
And then I said, well, do you want to just grab a little, like, protein before we turn in? Because we're going to be sleeping a very long time. Yeah. And Carla starts getting all excited. He goes, yeah, we can sleep, like, all day, and then we'll get up just in time to go to the fight. Mm-hmm. And it's this nocturnal, you know. Yeah. And here's the thing. We weren't doing any drugs.
Didn't take long to get into that lifestyle.
It was a sandwich.
But it was I don't know where it was the action. That I mentioned before.
I
anybody that's been up there knows it was the action.
Action junkie.
And we go up and we do the 24-hour thing and have a little egg white omelet. Mm-hmm. And to bed, we clocked it. We walk into the room. And the weird thing is, the room where we're staying, that's the first time you're aware of the out of doors. And we walk into our room, we see the window. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you know, it's not daylight. It's the day.
Yeah. Right.
It's bright sunlight. You know,
blazing
people walking
sun.
Up and down on the boardwalk. Everybody's there. They're starting their day. And we are turning in. And they have those big, heavy hotel curtains you can
yes,
pull.
Yes, thankfully.
And bam, right there, 8 o'clock in the morning, we turned in.
Mm.
Got up at 5 o'clock.
You kids.
Got up at 5 o'clock and started all over again.
That's why you're in a bad mood.
But no, the reason I'm in a bad mood is because I lost on Saturday.
Yeah.
I lost on Saturday, and that's the reason I'm in a bad mood. We timed it. We went to bed at probably 1 o'clock on Saturday and, you know, got up very early and drove home. Left at about 7 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning and drove home. That was out of depression as well.
Sure.
You linger a few more hours if you're, you know, actually winning.
Hopeful.
But I'm in the casino on Saturday, and it's very empty. You can't hear a lot of people. For some reason, it's like the calm before the storm. Probably
what time
like
is it?
2:30-ish.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, and it was my second go around, and I was, you know, trying desperately to win at anything. And I walk into the slot machine, this little slot machine area they have. And
they've been good to you.
There are these $5 slot machines, mm-hmm. which nobody should play because they suck your money away. They even have like $100 slot machines that they block off the $100 slot machines. And there's this old guy that's just playing going, and they wheel in his money, and you just see him. He's like Ebenezer Scrooge sitting there going,
right.
And he was hitting jackpots because I guess the odds are better with a $100 machine. And then I have to pull the microphone away because this is what I hear.
Okay.
I hear this.
All right.
No! What I want you to do is transfer my $10,000. Right. That's exactly what I want.
And this is, I am easily 50 feet away. And that's the level
that's
that I
allowed.
Have.
Now, all right, I don't want to do it that way. That's the way I did it last time. I'm not really sure. That's okay, darling. Yeah, all right, I want to do it that way.
You can hear everything she was saying.
Every word. There was not anywhere that you could go in this. Now, I'm in the little $5 area, so it's a little compartment. It's a little kiosk with a bunch of different slot machines. But this is, and I am really, you know, just trying to do my little degenerate gambling and not pay attention. And he's like,
oh, that's right. No, I remembered it from last time. That's when I put my card. I always come back. I've got my special host that I hear.
And this is not only the most, I swear to God, from hell, this is the voice. If you go to hell, if there is a Satan, mm-hmm. you will go down there and you will be next to this woman, and she will be doling out the instructions to you
greeter.
In hell.
Yeah.
That is how horrible this voice was, and it was nonstop. I heard in the slot area, because you could not ignore it. You couldn't even hear your, if I wanted to talk to anybody else in there, I wouldn't have done it.
Couldn't.
Because she's shouting over us, and she's there with like this. She looks to be about 60, and
wow.
she's with what appears to be her 90-year-old mother,
right.
who's just standing there like this poor, pitiful woman
aww.
Who's endured this voice for her whole life,
yes.
and she's telling everyone everything.
I used to go to Trump. Now I come here. I really enjoy this all the time. It's what I don't understand.
That's the
way I said it was.
And here's the deal.
What?
She's winning.
Yeah, so they got to be
course.
Nice to her.
She's winning
of
big.
Of course.
So not only does she have this unbelievable, bitchly, cowcorn voice that she's got all the people standing around her because she's got to sign the paperwork because
uh-huh.
she's winning jackpots.
No, that's right. Put it in my account. Put it in my account.
Yeah.
That's what I want to go. I do that all the time. That's fine. I'm really excited about that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Well, where are you going? Well, why don't you stay right here? Because and I'm like, kill. Kill. I
yeah.
just wanted to kill.
Yeah.
Not only has she got this voice, but she is winning, and I'm losing.
That's
and I'm just sitting there.
Do you think that's a bigger part of it?
What?
That she was
no,
winning?
No. I swear to God, that would have
help.
Been, there would have been nothing redeeming about anybody that goes to Atlantic City on a regular
winning.
Basis knows these women exist. But this was times 50. In all the years I've been going to this joint, I have heard these voices, but this one, the difference was, they're annoying voices, but this one, You could hear it. It could cut through anything. They ought to put this woman on. They should have put her on the deck of the Titanic. It wouldn't have hit the iceberg. And it's just,
I don't understand this one.
And it's not necessarily that she's being a bitch, but she is so annoying because she's just not. And I really, you know, I've been, you know, I'm kind of mainlining my beers during the day. And I was so wanted to just walk up and go, you know, indoors.
Yeah.
We're indoors, please. You cow.
You
four,
cow.
You 4'8" cow.
She
we're indoors.
Tall.
She was tiny. She was tiny and round. You could play bocce with these women, all right? You see these women all the time. These women are all, they all are the size of little round balls. They're tiny little round balls with little nubs for feet and legs and arms
She's
that
like
they
a
have.
Willy Wonka
and,
Bluebird.
Yeah, and they all wear the same thing. They wear something that's made out of like a synthetic fabric that's very loose. And comfortable.
And then you got the thing
hot.
Like this.
So I'm losing. I'm getting my ass kicked. I said, let's go to another casino.
Yeah.
I go to another casino. I'm getting my ass kicked. The only redeeming quality is we had tickets to the fight. The middleweight championship of the world. So that's a big deal. I'm like, okay. And we go in and I at this point, I'm housed. I'm absolutely done. Mm-hmm. The gambling is over because, you know, I just can't. As Robert De Niro says, in the end, they get it all.
Yeah, and they did this time.
And they did. And I was so effing depressed. And I sat there and, you know, put my last little $10 bill in there and just went, nope, yep, there it goes. There
it's
it goes.
Gone.
And I have this move, like when I make my last bet in a slot machine, I'll put it in and I'll press the little button. I don't. You know, use the little handles. You don't have to use that anymore. And I just get up
I'm
and I walk
school.
Away.
Well, that's why.
Like, okay, here we go. Yeah, that's it. Forget. Yeah, that's why. Probably bad karma. At this point, I was getting my ass kicked. So the only thing we got a nice dinner that we're looking forward to, and we got tickets to the fight. I'm like, okay, you know what? Hey, we're having a good time. It's like going to a resort for a weekend.
Make the
Let's
best
forget
of it,
all
yeah.
the other crap that we're going through. Yeah, it doesn't really matter, Carl. It doesn't matter at all.
Good for
we'll
you.
We'll go to the fight. And on our way up to dinner, We stop by the TVs and we watch the Belmont Stakes and everybody's like gathered around and some of the people have gambled on it. So it's kind of exciting. And
right.
I'm getting in a slightly better mood. And we go into this restaurant and we sit down and it's really, really nice. And the waiter could not be nicer. Now, when I'm seated at this restaurant, and this is a restaurant in another casino. It's one casino down from the one that we were in.
Okay, so you're not at the one you were sitting at.
No, not at the one that I was sitting at. And they put me in a corner table. Kind of a pseudo booth, but they're, you know, it's a booth where tables are set up in front of it. It's like a backdrop, a backrest. And next to me is a bunch of plants and two wooden pillars, and on the other side of me are more tables.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there. I said, would you like, guys, I'll have a Miller Lite. Thank you very much. And Carla has a little Miller Lite action, and we order a nice little crab meat appetizer. Uh-huh. Couldn't have been nicer.
And you're feeling
lovely.
Better.
I'm feeling totally relaxed. I get my Miller Lite. He pours it really cool. He takes the tray and he tilts the tray up and kind of balances the tray and the bottle simultaneously.
Stylish.
He's one of these guys. Like, so, yes, we got anything you want. So, yeah, you like that? That's good. Oh, this is very good. You have this. Yeah, you enjoy this. It's like a steakhouse, that
right?
Yeah. And he's pouring it. And as I bring the Miller Lite to my lips, I S you not. What as happened? The Miller Lite goes to my lips, from the other side of the bushes at the other table, I hear,
do you want red wine? Do you want the red wine?
And I'm like, and I looked, I said, I believe I uttered an expletive at that point. I went, you know, I said, Carla, holy F. No, I said, what in the name of all F is she doing here? And you hear this because it's continuing.
Piercing.
And here's the weird thing. I look over. You've got her. Uh-huh.
Her mom.
You've got the 90-year-old woman who has the same
expression.
Terrible expression. Uh-huh. It's almost like Alzheimer's meets depression.
Oh dear.
You know, it's just like the mouth is open. She's getting her air that way, but she's like, make it stop. Can I die now, please?
Yeah.
But at the table were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boys. Like 21, 22-year-old boys.
Wow.
I had no idea. I didn't know what the dynamic was.
Wow.
I would assume she's their mother.
We hope.
Yes.
She's 60. But I mean,
all
they were
I heard
boys.
At once, all I heard her say at one point was that,
they play ice hockey. They play ice hockey. These guys are ice hockey players. They used to play it all the time. No, dear. No, I don't want the bread.
I really wanted to lean over and go, all right, if you don't want the bread, if you don't want the effing bread, why do we all have to know it? You cow, you bowling ball, you weeble, you oompa loompa, you C word.
But you didn't say that.
No, I didn't say that.
No.
But she went on and enjoyed her meal. And I at one point, once the food arrived, you know, blissful silence.
She was
yes, yes. As she was, you know, shoving it into her mouth, it was blissful silence.
Oh, that's
You know, I never got a name, but I at that point, you know,
did you get a number?
No, but I was sitting there. I was finally getting out of my depression from losing, and then I was like, I don't want red wine.
She's
okay,
back.
If you don't want red wine, you know what? Where? How about? No, thank you. I would, and even if the voice would still sound like this, I really don't want the red wine. But why don't we put it down at this level? And I, you know, and I didn't do it. If I'd been winning, I would have said something. Mm-hmm. But because I was defeated and I was losing, I didn't have the guts to say anything to this woman. I just wanted to kill her. I really did.
I got that.
Let's go to Paul in Virginia. Paul, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm never gambling again.
Yes, you might.
How are you, Paul?
Good. I've been in my share of gaming establishments.
What?
I can completely relate to the old woman voice. And
you know what they're like. I mean, there are a million of them. But this lady, I mean, multiply it times 50, because these voices are always in a casino, but multiply it, the volume level. How a woman gets away with speaking like this in her regular life is beyond me.
Without being killed.
Nobody hips her. I should have. I really should have done a public service. And I said, you just walked up point blank and been legit with her and going, you are speaking too loudly.
Yes.
Turn your volume down.
Someone
but that would have probably
you
been,
given her that.
Oh, well, excuse me. I thought it was a free country.
You know, she'd pull that kind of crap.
Of course she would.
But you've had that experience, right, Paul?
Yeah, and I think you see the best characters in the slots area. And my favorite is what I like to call emphysema Annie's. Have you seen any of the old ladies who are on oxygen?
Oh, there's a lot of that. I saw that, too. Yeah.
And still smoking.
Wasn't an old lady. It was a man that we followed up to the steps right out to the boardwalk when we were going to the fight. And, you know, and there was no way to get around him, so you had to just wait while he – because it was like three steps up. Mm. So he had to pull his cart up. We're going to be there, Buzz. We shouldn't be laughing at this.
Won't be long,
one more call, then we're going to get the Hollywood hot sheet on here. Rob from Wichita, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Hey, I had a question for you. Why don't you play more poker?
You know, I don't know. Right now, I'm just in a total detox as far as Atlantic City. I am so, so tired of the whole thing. I might go up there and do something that where you know what I might do? I might go up there where I can stay a lot longer and, you know, just play a game that's not going to hurt me. No, really, if you just, you know, if you moderate it a little bit,
something
you can.
Believe me.
I gamble, you know. It's called gambling when I do it, if you know what I mean.
Reckless.
A little reckless, just a tad reckless. Yeah, but thanks for the poker suggestion. Yes, it's just gambling. You know, what are you going to do? You know?
Yeah, I know.
I want the red wine!
God.
With the hockey players.
What would it have been? Yeah, and I wasn't going to say anything because these were big guys. They were all like big Goomba-y guys that were around it. Like, I guess she gave birth to these. I don't know. I don't know how like a little,
she's
you know.
She's 60.
A little tiny,
how
you know.
How old were these boys?
You know, I don't know if she look. And when you're in Atlantic City, Beth Ann, these women can be in age range anywhere from 35 to 80.
And they look exactly the same.
Okay. You can't really tell. But I, you know, I've gone on and on. It was a wonderful time. Go up to Atlantic City. Thanks to all the good people up there. Blah, blah, blah. Here's Buzz with a Hollywood hot sheet.
Thanks, Mike. And first, I just want to say I'm going to hold you to your promise, and I'm keeping mine. I've been in touch with the Buzz Babes.
Oh, yes.
Got at least one locked in for this Friday. We're working on getting the others down here. You talked about inviting them down for our happy hour.
I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have the Buzz Babes introduce you to the Buzz Babes on Friday's show, and then I'm going to throw somebody else into the mix. I haven't determined who it will be.
I think that's good. That'll be fun.
And I don't want to give away the hand, but I know that somebody was talking about a little ride service and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Yeah, this could be a big night.
This could be
this Friday night could be a very this could be where the whole thing spills off of the air out into the streets of our nation's capital.
Nice.
Well, there's still time to apply to be a Buzz Babe between
get
now
ready,
and
Beth Ann. It's going to be great.
And then, and you can do that at either MikeOmaraShow.com or just write us an email at omara@wjfkfm.com.
Right on the website, MikeOmaraShow.com. Mm-hmm. They've got the picture of Buzz looking all sleazy with his martini glass. There, you got the tiny, easy to understand form to fill out, ladies.
No essays to write. Just upload a picture and write us your name.
No, we made her take that down.
And your phone number.
So it should be special. Very, very nice.
If you grew up watching Wide World of Sports, and a lot of us did, you know this guy, Jim McKay, a class act. He's passed at the age of 86.
I knew his son, J.J.
J.J. McKay.
Just kidding.
It's a different, it's a different family, I think.
A little radio joke. Thank you very much.
Classy guy. No. Covering everything from badminton to barrel jumping over the years for ye. He'll probably be best remembered, though, from that grim day at the Munich Olympics when he broke the news with the three simple words, they're all gone.
Remember that. I'm old enough. I'm old enough to remember that.
Pretty dramatic. He died at his home in Maryland Saturday of natural causes at the age of 86.
A lot of people that are older remember, you know, that are older. No, I mean, mean, you don't have to be that old, but no. the whole wide world of sports. Ba-da-da, spanning the globe.
Right. The thrill of victory.
And the agony of defeat. The guy going down the ski jump. You remember that?
Getting killed.
It was fantastic. Did he get killed?
Well, I mean, it was very dramatic because it was like very long. It was like extreme sport.
I don't think he died.
No.
I hope not.
No, that was Mikey and the Pop Rocks. That's a different legend.
I think he lived. He lived. Hold on, Buzz. All I don't know what this guy wants. He says old ladies. Hello, Patricia from Woodbridge.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Did that woman have blue hair?
No, she didn't. She had here's another thing. She had the cut. She had the Atlantic City cut.
What is that?
The bowl cut where there's just nothing to do.
Uh-huh.
Really, just take your morning dump.
No maintenance.
You know, and then just hop in. You know, probably not even really. Probably a shower every third day, or maybe a bath. You know,
I want it warmer.
No, it's the short hair. It's a man cut that a lot of these women have.
It's low maintenance.
Really, low maintenance, you know. And then, but plenty of jewelry on her little sausages. Her little sausages were covered with big diamond rings.
I encountered one of those in the hotel where my mother went vacationing last summer.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting in the dining room, and all you could hear was her voice.
Yes, piercing.
It's very annoying, isn't it?
So annoying.
Painful, isn't it?
You know what I would do? You would walk over here and you go, in my club, you will keep your voice down. Are you from Eastern Europe by any chance?
No, I'm the Italian lady.
Oh, Italian lady. Oh, okay, Patricia. Have a nice day, okay?
Thank you.
Old ladies.
Bye, Patricia.
Yeah, old ladies. Patricia.
She listens all the time.
She's a good fan of the show.
Thank her for it.
I like that. We keep her around, okay?
I hope Jessica Alba never lets herself go like that woman you saw in the casino.
No.
She had a baby girl over the weekend. Jessica Alba did.
She didn't have twins, so that's Angelina Jolie.
That's right. And we don't have a name yet on the baby, but she and her husband, Cash Warren,
did they
the
videotape? Did they videotape?
I can only hope. I'll let you know as soon as the tape turns up on YouTube.
Did they videotape the delivery, Buzz?
I'm sure they did.
It's so nice.
It would be a
so
plus,
sick.
Wouldn't it?
That's even sick for me. I just grossed myself out. That's terrible. I want to see it. I want to see it.
The birth.
Well, I never thought I'd live to see the day when Amy Winehouse did something to embarrass herself, but here it is.
Yeah.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, there's a new video that has her singing a racist song in a crack den.
Really?
Mother of the Year.
Man,
I love her. A mother, Amy Winehouse.
Maybe she'll have to stop by on today's show. Might be a very good idea, you know?
I'd love. We always enjoy a visit from Amy
Winehouse.
Didn't
know she's a big old bug, big old bigot.
She's photographed in a crack den singing.
What is a crack den? Is that like a crack house?
A bunch of people sitting around smoking crack.
A crack den. Mm-hmm. I picture paneled walls.
That might be what they call
some
them.
Some of Billy's trophies up on the wall. Hey, it's the crack den.
That might be what they call them in Britain. Maybe that's where.
Here are my leather-bound issues right here, some of the classics. Yes, pass the pipe, please. Welcome to my crack den. Now, my pipes are right over here.
She and another woman doing a racist version of a children's song, Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. I'm not familiar with
I know what it is.
Either version of that song.
Well, our expert on that subject will be back in town tomorrow.
I'm pleased to say.
We'll have to ask him.
That's the Wiggles.
Somebody wants to actually clear up this ski jumping guy. Randall in Sacramento, what do you got for us?
Well, when the Wide World of Sports was finally canceled, they had a huge, like, retrospective party, and they invited a bunch of people, sports figures and everything, and they wanted to invite that guy. They had to track him down, and turns out he had never seen that clip and had no idea that he had become this iconic image of the agony of defeat. His name is Vinko Bogataj.
Wow.
Vinko.
Good research.
You know, that's good, Randall, but I'm having trouble believing you. I swear to God, there's some urban, there's some like bad name in there somewhere.
I'm going
to
take it because we've got nothing better.
Right. Buzz says that you might be right there, Randall, so I'm going to choose to believe you.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Thanks for
Randall.
Calling. And thank you. Let's go to Melanie in Maryland. Hello, Melanie. You had something to say to our illustrious Hollywood reporter right now?
Yes, I do. Buzz, I think you are amazing. You're the hottest man alive.
Oh,
really.
Oh, my goodness. What a nice thing to say. Well, thank you very much.
I met you guys at the Hogfest, and I wanted to come in on Friday. I'm the girl looks kind of like Paris, I guess.
Is this Mandy?
No, this is Melanie.
Melanie.
Melanie, fill out your application and send us your pictures.
Hold it. See.
No, but
wait on the air right now. No.
No.
Melanie, you're the one that was in the pink top?
Yeah.
Melanie, you come down here Friday. I'll fill it out for you.
Yeah, no, you're
Jesus
in.
Christ.
You're in.
I'll write for you, even if you haven't let you have an ability to write.
There was never any question about that, but we couldn't contact you because we didn't have your information. That's what we need from you.
All right, watch this. Melanie, I'm going to put you on hold now, okay? I'm going to put you on hold, and Mr. Ardinger is just going to get your information.
Good.
Would you like to come down Friday?
I would love to.
You're here.
Okay, very good. Now,
Melanie.
You were 20. Did you turn 21?
Yes, I did.
Oh, very good. I'm going to put you on hold right now, see how I remember these things.
You remembered what color shirt she was wearing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I asked you to. Now, this is not being dirty. Mm-hmm. Don't interrupt me here. I'm going somewhere with this, just to make sure we've got the right Melanie.
Right.
Melanie, I asked you to do something at Hogfest towards the end of the show. What did you do?
I don't remember.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. This might be a trick. See? Now, hold on a second. I asked you to put something on. What was it? Do you remember?
No.
You're full of it, Melanie. You're full of it. You are lying through your teeth.
Why would she lie?
Because.
No. I had a black shirt on. Mm-hmm. And I also.
No, that you said pink at first.
I'm so sorry. I just really want to come down. And I was thinking maybe you would remember me when I come there or when I come down. I had a black shirt on.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Now, wait a minute. This is not the same woman then, right?
No, it's not. But I'm.
Well, why did you lie and say you were?
Because you wouldn't even know the difference. Blondes are blondes.
Oh, that's not true. That is not true. See,
all right. Well, now I'm not going to. Now, do you want to be a buzz babe?
I do. I was the first girl you guys talked to in the whole, at the Hogfest.
Okay, all right, but I'm very concerned. I'm very concerned about the,
No.
Yeah, bye-bye. Okay, sorry.
Oh, you hung up
on her? Absolutely. She's lied. She lied.
But she wanted to be a buzz babe.
Yeah, okay, and she's lying, saying she's another woman.
Because
that's not a good start, Beth-Ann. Let me handle this. Let me handle this.
Did you ever see the movie Playing
Cuckoo,
Misty for
Cuckoo,
me?
Cuckoo, cuckoo, okay, if you know what I mean. Really? Cool. Hey, now why are we hanging up? Let her come down. Yes. Yeah, I know. You want to sabotage this.
This explains.
You have from the very
sure
beginning. Absolutely.
I'm the one?
Absolutely you want. I'm not sabotaging it after that, okay? I'm really not. Believe me, I remember who we're talking about here.
I think it's that.
Can our code word be cuckoo ca-choo?
Well, how is it starting when you absolutely say to both of us, yes, I'm the one in the pink. Uh-huh. I'm 21, and she says yes, and then she's like lying.
And then it becomes 24 and black.
That does, No. Okay, we won't let your friend Duffy come down and be on the show.
Beth Ann, rent the movie Play Misty for me.
Amen, please. God. You don't have to go through that exercise. It's tough enough. We're trying to hone and refine this thing, you see?
The only reason I hadn't contacted her is because she didn't give me any information.
See,
and
you're
now
right.
We
I
know
got
why.
All excited there.
Now we
I got
did.
All hot and bothered.
We think, anyway.
Now, that other one, the one in the pink, did she ever apply to be a buzz babe?
And that's Mandy, and yes, she has, and I'm waiting to hear back from her, but we're trying to get her here on Friday as well.
Bravo. Okay, very good.
That's where we are on that.
Thank you very much. Somebody says, Greg from Albuquerque says he's got Jessica Alba baby's name.
Oh,
I'm taking this at my own peril. Hello, Greg from Albuquerque. What is the Jessica Alba baby name?
Hey guys, this is actually for real. Uh-huh. It's Honor Marie Warren.
Honor Marie Warren.
Right,
sounds right.
And Mike, have you noticed when you're in a casino how many old people are there with mongoloids?
Oh, okay. I know what he's talking about. I haven't seen a lot. Greg, I knew.
That's a yes.
You know, letting him go.
Wow.
See, apparently, if you have children later in life, sometimes the babies don't come out.
Oh, I see.
Quite
what
right.
You're saying. That's unfortunate.
So, we're talking you see some 80-year-old people walking around with 20-year-old.
And then some have hockey players.
Yes, if that was the mother, I still don't believe that or not. And Melanie, it is not nice to lie to the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes,
it's really not. Not to pretend you're another contestant.
If you'll be honest, we'll forgive you.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe. Fill out the form. Just like Mr. Burbank said, he's always right. Yeah.
Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Cuckoo, ca-choo. Why? Let her come. Come on. She's my friend now. You guys hate her. She's my friend.
You guys can hang out together at Coastal Flats.
F you.
Hey, we gotta. I'm going to take that in a nice way.
Yes, sir.
Always.
Let's get our tickets. An opera. based on Brokeback Mountain, is coming to New York City, the New York City Opera House, in the year 2013.
Oh, Jesus. We got to wrap it up.
All right. Sorry. You know, just in case you want to get in line for your Brokeback Opera tickets now.
I wish I could quit you.
That's, yeah, like that.
I wish I could quit you.
Coming up in the final buzz.
Stem the rose.
Bad news if you're eating a tomato and wearing flip-flops while talking on your cell phone. That's in the final buzz. I'm Huss Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, kids. It's time. We're going to play it again. Not password. I'm talking, of course, about buzzword.
Yay.
Bethany, I completely forgot because I didn't enjoy this part as much as you did, but I wanted to play password today, and I deferred to Bethany and wanted to play buzzword. How does buzzword work again?
It's where there is a common word.
Right.
The buzzword.
Right.
Which is in the answer of all. Is it every
okay,
single answer?
Okay. Can we have one of the cards? Sure. I'll show you. I'll give a demonstration.
Instead of a clue word, you get a clue question.
That's that memory, Mike.
Then you're supposed to guess the buzzword based on your clue question.
Okay. So, for example, if your buzzword was, excuse me, four.
Uh-huh. F-O-R-E or F-O-U-R?
The buzzword is four. F-O-R.
Okay.
Clue number one, useless. Good for nothing.
Good for nothing. Okay, all right. Now I've got the hang of it.
About as can be expected in golf terms.
For par?
Par for the
it's par
course.
For the course.
Excuse me, I'm drinking Sprite Zero again.
Oh, it's back
in
again.
A stick up, put your hands up.
Reach for the sky.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how it works. If you want to play the game buzzword, we'll have prizes for you. Maybe money, maybe cash, maybe a T-shirt.
Maybe just fun.
877-365-3636. Melanie.
Uh-huh. We're gonna keep an eye on you.
Yeah, Buzz is he's contacting the women that have gone through the proper channel,
the hoops,
gone through the proper screening. We'll play buzzword when we come back. 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.